afternoon. Today is Friday, June the 27th, 181st day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, simple country therapist and techno groovy dude, Lou Quimby.
Happy to be here. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, happy to be here. Okay.
Yeah.
I've only got two more weeks to work out on my sentence, and then I'm out of here. But I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
What are we going to talk about? We'll find out when we come back.
Music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back. Talking shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. But before we do, our quote, sir.
I got a couple of quotes here on love. This is from Ursula Le Guin, The Lathe of Heaven, 71. Love doesn't just sit there like a stone. It has to be made like bread. Remade all the time. Made new. And then this one is lovely. This is from an anonymous woman at the court of Eleanor of Aquitaine in 1198. Mortal love is but the licking of honey from the thorns.
Yeah. No kidding.
That says something about men and women, I'm sure.
Yeah. So you want to talk about relationships, eh?
Not particularly.
Yeah. No, you just happened on those two quotes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my. Summertime certainly is an opportunity for life to happen. Going from high school to college, junior high to high school, elementary school, first day of school, all that.
Yeah.
Working with anticipation. How do you get folks to understand that anticipation is good, but if it doesn't come to fruition, that's okay too?
Well, I think of Reagan's comment about nuclear disarmament with Russia. Trust.
But verify.
But verify. And so you can anticipate, but you got to ask questions. I remember when I was leaving grade school for junior high school, there was a girl that lived up the street who was in junior high, and she was walking by one day, and so I asked her, I said, what's the difference between sixth grade and junior high school? And she told me a few things. Mostly you go from being a big sixth grader to a little nothing puke of a seventh grader, right? So all of a sudden your social status has just gone in the tidy bowl, and you don't know anybody except maybe those that came with you from the sixth grade. And they're doing the same thing. So anticipation is useful because it means you're thinking about what's going to happen. Then it's useful to get an expanded database about what other people's experience was. Oh, I hated it. It was the worst thing that happened to me in my entire life. Well, that's one opinion. If that's the only one you listen to, and that stirs up your anticipation of dread and misery and rejection, then you deserve what you get. But if you ask 5 or 6, 8 kids, what's it like? You get a perspective on it, which is good.
Anticipating family vacations.
Oh, deliver me.
It's interesting. I was talking with somebody a week or two ago. Who was it? Anyway, talking about family vacations and how their approach is to structure it down to 10-minute increments. Okay. Works for them.
That's fine.
For Angie and I, it's like, well, I don't know what day you want to go. And it just is kind of like halfway loosey-goosey. Hotel reservations are optional. because you don't know where you're going to end up, what you want to see, what you want to stop and look at, what your time's, that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, unless you're flying somewhere, yeah, it's a little bit different.
Right. If you're driving up the coast to Astoria, who knows where you might stay?
Yeah, and that's kind of how we operate. I know that would drive some people batty.
Oh, it makes some people just nutso.
And conversely, yeah, running against a clock on vacation? No, that would drive me up.
That would drive you nutso, yeah.
So different people have different expectations, different approaches. How do you integrate all the different personalities into whatever the style is that you want to go with?
Family vacation is just a big getaway as opposed to a little getaway. And so I look at how people deal with, say, a family of four going out for dinner, or a family of four going to a movie. Then you multiply that times 7 days, and you get some idea of what a family vacation is like. So if they go out to dinner, and everybody's misbehaving, and Dad's smacking the kids around trying to keep order, and there's no talking, there's no understanding about what this is going to be like. So I know some parents who train their little children in, we're going to act like we're in a restaurant tonight, and here are the rules. Here's how you behave.
Oh, role play at home.
Yeah, you sit here and you do this, and I'll be the waitress, and I'll say this, and then you tell me what you want. And, of course, we're role playing this, so you tell me what you want because you know what I've made, and you tell me what I've made, and then I'll bring it to you.
Yeah, it'll be spaghetti the menu tonight, yes.
That's right. Tonight's special. I believe I'll have the special, ma'am. And so they teach kids how to behave at a restaurant. And they teach kids how to behave at the dentist's office and the doctor's office. They tell them ahead of time what's going to be like. So the kids get to rehearse.
Kind of like a countdown.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Times 319.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Lou Quimby. Lou, before the break, we were talking a little bit about vacations and anticipating and role-playing to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Family vacations. I when you were saying the family of four, whether it's a restaurant or a movie theater or whatever, I was going on a completely different tangent on that, thinking everybody gets their choice. So this afternoon, we're going to go do something. What would you like to do, Johnny?
I don't want to do anything my sister doesn't want to do. So now you get into the issue of children don't know what they don't know.
True, but if you're doing any anticipatory planning, then you're doing a little research, a little study. I want to go touch a fish.
Then you tell children what they don't know, and then you open up what the options are.
So guided.
It's guided, right. Because if you... Well, let me put it to you differently. If I just throw you in a space capsule up in the International Space Station, what are you going to do? Do you know how to take a leak? How to take a dump? No.
Probably not.
Probably not.
And attempting
on... So all of a sudden you get yourself in a spacesuit and you go, I'm ready to go to the, oh God, when I get there, what do I do? Anticipation about simple things.
But you do a little bit of study, a little bit of looking ahead, seeing what's going on.
So if a kid's never been to a restaurant, what do they do when they got to go pee? They ask their parents. So when you're teaching kids
I'm up in space, I got to talk to you?
A phone call would be good.
Oh, good. I'll work that one into the itinerary.
Brian, what do I do?
Yeah.
Help me. Find a sponge. So you teach kids and you tell them what all the stuff is that happens. So they know that there's different rules in a restaurant than there are at home.
True with pretty much any other setting, too. Haven't been to theater before. Live theater.
Live theater.
You know, you don't throw popcorn at the screen because the screen will throw it back to you. Things like that, yeah.
Right. You don't call out, nice line.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So you teach kids about the world, and and you can anticipate some of their anticipations and simply tell them, for example, we're going to sit quietly for an hour, and then there will be an intermission. And at which point people go to the bathroom and they go out in the lobby and they get a cup of coffee or they talk with friends and they visit. Oh, can I go see Billy? You certainly may. So they learn what the rules are for the theater. And when you know what the structure is, you're more comfortable with it because you don't have wild, open-ended anticipations. Now, if you like a vacation where things are kind of open-ended, then you get to anticipate ahead of time how that will work for decision-making. So you say, well, we're going up to Astoria, and we're going to go through lots of little towns and whatnot, and your kids are going to see billboards, and you're going to see some signs by the side of the road, and here's a travel book. You can look in this, and if you see something you think is interesting, let Mom and I know, and we'll talk about it.
Pretty straight, simple, easy.
Yeah, right. And then because you're dealing with bigger kids, 8, 9, 10-ish, that means that they have had some previous experience at home with how to negotiate with each other. Because if you want all four people to be in the same place at the same time and be moderately happy and pleasant with each other,
our goal here, guys, is eights. Don't expect a 10, yeah.
Right.
Now, let's blow that.
That's true.
Let's blow that out a little bit.
That's
and now
true.
We're dealing with either empty nester or couple in their 20s or 30s. So kids aren't part of the equation. It's just two primary individuals.
Uh-huh.
One structured like me, and one with structure, trying to do it and have a melding of the minds. How do you...
Love is the licking of the honey off the thorn.
Off the thorn, yeah.
Now, which means if you look at that picture, it's a very careful procedure. Right.
So, yeah.
So this has then to do with, we'll do some things your way, we'll do some things my way, and we'll do some things our way.
Now, what if the dynamic is... Okay, this is the trip you want.
No, listen, I do that.
And I'm kind of going on the,
listen, I do that.
I'm arm candy on this one.
Right.
Well, dear, what do you want to do?
I've done
whatever you want to do.
I've done Lucy's trip.
You're right.
And whatever she wants to do, I'm happy to go along and enjoy.
And she's okay with that.
Yeah.
And then, contrasted to.
And then sometimes it's my trip. Like if I go away for CEUs or something, I got to go to work, basically. So when I get off, I'm tired, and she's been rested all day, and little this, little that. And she says, what do you want to do? And I say, well, I want to take a nap and go out for dinner. And she goes, okay.
Boundary. Rules of engagement.
Yeah. Right.
K-I-N-S.
And then sometimes it's our trip.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. It's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:35. We are back, Talking Shop this afternoon. Vacation season is upon us, and we've got Lou Quimby with us. Lou, the concept of, and I can remember talking to you over the years, what do you want to go for lunch? Oh, I don't know. What do you want to go for lunch?
Marty.
I don't.
Marty.
Make the decision.
Marty.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Things start getting a little amped.
Right.
So here we are now. Not where are we going for lunch. It's what do you want to do
Well, that starts
on our vacation, and one side has an idea and the other really is amenable to anything.
I don't think so. I really don't have any preference, man, whatever you want. Now, there are some things about which that is true. For example, on vacation, I'm not a foodie, so I don't really care where we eat. And if Lucy gets all hot for a Thai restaurant, that's fine with me. If she wants to sleep in a tent on the beach, no. No, that's not, I'm not good with that. But where she wants to eat, it's fine with me, because I'm not a foodie, right? Well, this starts with a couple in their childhood, and then when they start dating, and what they have permission to talk about and not talk about. I mean, I told you about the three piles, her stuff, his stuff, and our stuff.
I like the milk stool rather than pile.
The milk stool.
Analogy.
Oh, the milk stool. Her stuff.
Your mess, my mess, and
his
our mess.
Stuff, yeah. And our stuff, right. And so these things have to be said in words. Do you like to camp? No. Okay, it's been nice talking to you. There's no second date. Because I've been camping all my life since I was four. And that's all I like to do on vacation is go camping. I carry a tarp and a rope and a knife, and I'm good to go. I'll make my fire, and I'm going.
Yeah. No, kill my meal, yeah.
It's been nice chatting with you, sweetheart. Have a good time. So people talk about what they want, and he wants, she wants, and what we agree to enjoy together. So on different trips. So if Lucy is really hot on camping, then she can go camping with somebody else, if that floats her boat, or go camping alone if she's used to going alone. But I don't do pup tent on the beach.
So when you guys are going on your alternate choice
that
vacations,
means talking, yeah,
prior to going,
oh,
where do you want to go?
Mercy,
what do you
want
to do? Blah blah blah. Okay,
right.
So we are. I think when this airs, we'll be driving back from Hawaii.
Driving back from Hawaii.
Yeah,
that's a neat trip.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't want to give away too much, but I need it for the analogy.
I'd like to see that. Okay.
This was a trip that Ange really, 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 really has wanted for a long time.
Oh.
For me? You know, I'm getting people asking, what island?
I don't know.
It's Ange's Oakland. I know, I got to get to Oakland.
Yeah.
And then come back from Oakland.
Yeah.
In between, yeah, other than seeing the Arizona.
A whole bunch of green
the
stuff.
The memorial, and maybe a lighthouse or two.
A bunch of green stuff.
I'm gone.
Right.
And I'm along for the ride.
Right. And you'd be graceful, gracious. And what can I do for you, honey? Just stand here. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to go see the orchid display. And you go, okay. I usually take a book with me. So if I'm sitting, waiting.
Yes, I will have some mental candy along for the ride.
Right.
Yeah.
I take a book with me. So if I'm waiting.
Or have.
If I'm waiting, then I can truthfully say, take your time, because I'm not in a hurry. I can amuse myself.
My skin's already burned to a crisp. I can't get any worse. Thank you very much. Let's go.
I'm going to sit here in the open parking lot and get skin cancer while you go enjoy the orchids. No, that's not the way it works.
That's not the full embrace of the moment?
No,
oh, okay.
That's not
embracing. Darn.
No. That's not floating her boat.
Right, right.
But, you know, I'm reminded of that movie with Jennifer Aniston. And another big guy, I can't remember. The Breakup, I think, is the name of the movie. And she was talking about him doing the dishes. He said, oh, all right, I'll do the dishes. Or I'll do the damn dishes, whatever. She said, no. I want you to want to do the dishes.
Oh.
You see? And that doesn't
That's
work.
Right off the old cliff.
that doesn't work. And he said, why would I want to do the dishes? I'll do them. Okay, so the secret in there is if you're going to do them gracefully and graciously, right? So if you're going on a Hawaii trip and you have no particular big deal in Hawaii, then you have to figure out something to take care of your time that's going to be useful for you.
Figure that one out,
And then she gets to go look at the orchids without getting all bent out of shape.
And she figures out what works for her.
Yeah, right.
I would sense that there's a lot of folks that say, oh, come here. And you're drug to every single thing.
Look at this orchid. It's absolutely fabulous. Well,
look at this orchid. Cut.
There's some understanding there beforehand about if gardens are not your big thing, then it's probably not useful to expect you to rise eloquently to that occasion. The occasional,
4 hours on end.
4 hours on end.
You know, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good for 10, 15 minutes, and then I'm going to go read. Okay, honey. So Lisa and I have got this fine-tuned, and it works beautifully.
Unmet expectations.
Generally, right.
Not enough words?
Yeah, not enough words. They if they go along enough, they start developing into resentments and blame and you made me. And
that's not a refreshing vacation.
I know. No. I remember Lisa and I went on one of our first trips to Hawaii. It was lovely. We got an upgrade from a friend. So we had this kind of a semi-suite. The bathroom was bigger than our whole kitchen, living room. It's amazing. So it was great. No place to go, nothing to do particularly, right? So I'm staying up till 2 or 3 watching old movies. It's wonderful. And I sleep in. Lovely sleep in. She gets up early and she goes get some OJ and walks on the beach. And then around 10, 11, we go to a garden or something or other. And then we go someplace for lunch. And a little afternoon activity and then dinner and rinse and repeat, right? Well, we get back and about 10 days later, she says, honey, if you're going to be that way on vacation, I'm not going to travel with you anymore. And I'm going, alert, alert, alert.
Yeah.
Be what? Well, you stayed up all night and then you slept in the morning. And I wanted to walk on the beach with you in the morning. Of course, she didn't tell me that at the time. It feels a bit like trapping. But it worked out because I said, okay, you tell me what you want, and we'll talk about it. And we did. So now I'm up with her, and we're walking on the beach, having orange juice together.
And she's staying up watching movies?
And it's fine. And sometimes I can do that, and sometimes I can't. So it's fine, but you've got to be clear about what expectations are, because one of the things that men hate the most in the world is having to read their woman's mind, having to guess.
Well, I think we have a unanimous vote in here.
I hate to guess. Tell me what you want.
Yeah. It in simple words, so simple I can't misconstrue.
Yeah, right.
I've done that one, too. KINS, News and Information.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Lou Quimby.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back
We're
to Talk Shop this
more
afternoon.
Fun than enough. Yes.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Math and me, we go way back. Lots of extra hours in the classroom.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, for a comfortable, well-rounded, pleasant memory vacation, use your words before.
Yeah, and everybody gets a piece of the action.
Use your words during.
And if you're driving a long ways, be sure to run the kids a little bit. Find a big green pasture and play a little ball.
And don't jam 10 days into 5?
Oh, Lordy. Oh, I used to do that on trips, and it's really counterproductive.
Now, if you're running solo...
Well, you can run
That's
at your
different.
Own, you can run at your own pace.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're with loved ones who are communicating clearly, yeah, you're not going to get away with that stuff.
Then the brother and sister in the back seat get to negotiate with each other. And if they've had a history of doing that, because the parents train them, about that. My stuff, your stuff, our stuff.
It generally works out pretty well.
And if they get enough exercise, they're not fidgeting in the back seat a lot. And that's back seat games and counting cars and license plates and, you know, all like that.
What is the biggest release mechanism or tool you can think of to release stress during vacations, family vacations? I'm thinking the airplane is late.
Rest.
We missed the connection. And things
rest.
Like that that are...
Rest. Kids need to learn how to rest as much as adults do. People get all stressed out and they start pacing. And they get all tight physically. They need to learn how to relax in a seat, do some relaxation exercises. And they need to have, if they're high thinkers, they need to have something to keep themselves busy, like read a book. And if you got kids, they need to be busy as well. They need to be focused on something. So whatever kids' games, we got a lot of electronics now that let people zone out on games or movies or whatever.
So those
are ways to relax in stress.
It's been interesting for us, as we know folks who travel 20 hours in an airplane.
Oh, Lordy.
How do you do that? How do you not lose your sanity? How do you not cramp up and just fall over in the aisle? How do you...
Well,
but they have their coping skills.
Lucy and I came back from New Zealand, which is 17 hours. And I was in the center seat coach.
You weren't going anywhere.
Lucy was on one side of me, and there was some dude about your size on the other side of me. So what I had to do was put myself in a meditative physical position, relax myself physically, and then relax myself mentally for hours at a time. It worked.
Congratulations. Hopefully I won't need to try that. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you on Monday.